Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome in as we are live here on a football Friday. How's that drink going?
Hey, man, come on, man. That tropical tequila, hell, what's not to love about that? I know it tastes as good as it sounds out there. If you're out there and you're working hard right now, I see a bunch of folks out there driving on that highway. Just think about it, man. Tropical tequila with a little ice in there.
When you get a chance to party.
I saw that purple haze over there. Looked like it.
I got a feeling that's going to tempt you a little bit, Ron. I mean, it's the frozen drinks. That's a little bit of a problem for Ron to walk by. And then all of a sudden,
they've got six different options.
Yeah, but that's a frozen drink with whiskey in it. I think that's probably something you just feel like you got to try at least. You got to at least sample it.
Yeah.
You got to get you one pull at least.
Nah.
Just see if he'll just do one little, like a slot machine, just one little bing-bing in a glass for you.
Yeah, Tyler texted me in all caps, don't do it, you son of a bitch. Don't do it.
Hey, Tyler would get one and ask him to add a shot if he was here.
I think I'd be good to. I've got to start drinking like Tyler.
Add a shot, don't stir it. I'll take care of that part.
I got to start drinking like Tyler. Tyler's not adding sugars. Tyler is straight, straightforward all going for it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a smart move.
I mean, it's a very smart move, healthier move. We'll move on.
I have to just freeze up just
enough sugar in that dirty water for me.
Just freeze up some whiskey for me, then we'll just do it like that.
Yeah. You think can you somehow make me a whiskey slush?
Yeah, just straight whiskey slush.
grind up some ice over there for me in that blender and throw a shot of whiskey.
Maybe with some ocean water in there.
Keep me good and skin. Boy, you are desperate for some whiskey, ain't you?
All right, we are at
maybe onto something over here.
We're at Raven's Raven Tower.
Pop shots.
Yeah, there you go. Come on out. Hey, that'd be a hell of a Jello shot. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to put it on a stick and freeze it, and you pull it. Bing.
There you go.
Here, skinny pops.
I would walk and
skinny shots.
I would walk and trick or treat with the kids with one.
Sure you would.
Six.
And this heated last about two houses.
Sorry.
You'd have it dripping down your elbow.
I don't know. Not these evenings. Boy, these evenings, it may last a little bit, boy.
This is the time of year right here, boy.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of place for Raven Tower, man. I'm looking out here at this patio, man. Partly shaded, partly not. I mean, this is the time of year to get out on one of these patios, man. Yeah. Put your little hoodie on. Bring your little windbreaker or something. And ease on out here. Yeah, this is it, man. Sunny. Beautiful.
Yeah. Someone texted in, drinking and healthier is relative. Well, I mean, there is.
I'm drunk, I guess.
I mean, the frozen joints are really pounded with sugar.
Well, I think it depends on how you're living. I think
healthier. You're right. Healthier from that standpoint. Yeah.
Well, some folks like myself, I like to be health conscious as I go through my day, and as I choose my drinks typically. But I'm not willing to give up the alcohol overall. To be healthier, I think it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. You know,
yeah,
I mean, if somebody's trying to lose a bunch of weight, then obviously the alcohol is going to slow that weight loss down. But if somebody's trying to win a competition, obviously you're gonna hold a couple of layers of water and a little extra around the old belly button if you're drinking. But if you're just out and you're just trying to live a healthier life, I mean, you can have a pop from time to time.
Oh, yeah, you can have. I think there are different ways. Like if you were doing like I've run into, you know, when you go out and choose to get the 32-ounce frozen daiquiri from Daiquiri Island, that's going to sugar it up as opposed to,
yeah,
let me get a vodka water. That's it. That's it. That's it. We're in a different space.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you're just going to do one, get the biggest daiquiri, whatever you want, and be done with it. The problem is that it typically one turns into eight, and that's where you fall into. We'd be better off hitting that vodka water with lime.
Hell yeah!
Because about eight of them eight of them old frozens over there.
Once that purple haze touches my lips.
Eight of them purple haze, boy. Just
once that purple haze touches my lips,
wake up,
baby.
You'll wake up tomorrow 10 pounds heavy and hungover.
Feel good, yeah.
Heavy and hungover.
Man, just wasted them calories. All right. All right, man. One of the big storylines of this game is Patrick Surtain. He is the reigning defensive player of the year, and he is out for this game and going to be out for a couple of weeks for the Broncos. A big injury for this. There are some other teams, Clint, Just based off what we've watched offensively, right? The Texans, they've been really – they're probably a little worse than what their numbers are, Clint. They're ranked 16th when it comes to passing yards per game and a passing, but they've had a couple of games that inflates that. You know, the Ravens, this game, that Seattle game where they were chasing kind of inflates that. They've got, I think, four or five games where they've been under 200 yards passing, right? They've had some struggles – at times. And my thought is 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you think the Texans have the personnel and are good enough to be able to fully take advantage of this? If they were playing the Lions, if they were playing the Chiefs, if they were playing some of these teams that have really dynamic passing games and a lot of weapons, I think there would be a larger concern for them. Do you think the Texans are good enough to take advantage of that?
God, I hope so, man.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I told you that I'm confident because, I mean, we got Nico coming off of a concussion, right? I mean, Nico Collins is really the one that you're super confident about, but he's coming off of a concussion. I mean, he's one hit away, one tackle away, one block away from being on the sideline and being in concussion protocol again. And so,
it's somebody you know they're going to fully have eyes on.
Absolutely. And so, look, we've got to hope for a little bit of luck there, man. We got to hope that he can get through this game without having any of those issues. At the same time, we need him to have his best game, right? So I wouldn't bet on it, but I damn sure hope it is. And the only reason I'm not betting on it is because, again, Nico is banged up, and you know, you look at Christian Kirk. We ain't seen Christian Kirk make a play since Jacksonville 2 years ago. I mean, not really 2 years ago, a full season ago, though, that's for sure. And we don't even know as a Texan, you know, Christian Kirk as a Texan, we don't know who he is. So we're right back to you know, Jalen Noel. Can he go make plays, right? And so we've got to have guys look at And I'm not taking any pressure off of Nick Caley at all. But at the end of the day, this is one of them games where you got to have dudes. It's about Jimmys and Joes, man. You got to have dudes that we can dial up. It's not hard, man. You're gonna get a lot of man, right? We're gonna dial up some slants. We're gonna dial up some shake routes. We're gonna dial up some different things. But you just got to have dudes that can win, and Nick Caley can make a little noise, right? And so. You know, this is a monster game for Nico Collins. It's a monster game for Christian Kirk. It is a huge game for C.J. Stroud. We talked about, you know, you talked about it since you've been here, talking about fixers and quarterbacks that take, you know, that overcome and bring everybody up to their level. This is one of those games, man, where C.J.'s got to do it. It's not going to be easy, but he's got
to
do it.
And I think the way to take advantage of the Surtain thing, it's going to be all of it, right? I think from the receivers thing, they've got to replicate what they did last week from the standpoint of how quickly they were winning. Like, they were winning, receivers were winning immediately, and C.J. could, bam, put it on them immediately because they created immediate separation. All of Noel probably did it the best. But those little inside slants or two-way goes that they were winning on quickly. And the other thing that I think Denver's banking on in helping Surtain is the thing that you know helps secondaries, and that is the pass rush.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And that is the thing is to me is, are they going to be able to hold up long enough for these guys to win in a rate that they need to win? So I think it all comes together when it's not just can your receivers beat Riley Moss and company out there. It's also can your O-line and your protection hold up long enough for them to win? Because I believe if Nico gets matched up on their corners and it's man-to-man, I think Nico can win. But can you hold up long enough that CJ can get the ball to him? I think that's also a major part on if they're able to take advantage of the Surtain injury.
This is the interesting point here. Like every offense I was ever in or played in or studied and was actually on the team and studied that, like, we had the ability to go to your best player at any point in time. Right? You know what I mean? Like there is – If Nico Collins threatening this defense is dependent on all these different circumstances and then Nick Caley calling the right play and then, oh, now we can get it to – you know what I mean? Like if it's dependent on all these different stars aligning, then it's going to be a ho-hum type of game and it's going to be a crapshoot whether he – but if there's some kind of mechanism in the offense or some kind of trigger in the offense where – the minute that linebacker shifts down and the minute that safety rolls to the middle of the field, I can strike their ass backside with Nico Collins. And it's just a quick slant. Or if the corner's soft, you can throw a hitch, whatever you want to do. I mean, we saw him throw the back shoulder against Seattle, I think it was, and get a big gain. Got called back because there was some kind of illegal formation. But, if that mechanism ever existed in this game, this is a game for it to show up, right? Because you are going to get a bunch of middle-closed man. You can't be wrong. It's blatantly obvious a lot of the times when they're doing what they're doing and when you're going to get Nico Collins singled up. And so I don't know if this offense is going to have that kind of mechanism in it or not. And you know, I know Brady could get in the huddle when he was running his offense and say, hey, man, stay your ass ready over there. I'm coming to you. I don't know if CJ's there yet. We'll see.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's a huge, huge positive thing for the Texans that their best player is not there. But are they equipped to take advantage of it?
Well,
that's something we'll see.
But, Ron, we've got to feel, as Texans fans, forget about the team, man. I'm sort of tucked to the fan. Like, we've got to feel as fans, as we're sitting there watching the game, we got to feel as if Nico Collins and Christian Kirk make a difference on this team.
Sounds like we lost you, fellas. You there? Drive family. Think we lost Clint Ron live out there at the Raven Tower on Football Friday. There you are.
Hey, there it is.
Lost you there for a second.
We're back. Clint was just saying, if you missed it there, we as people that are watching the Texans fans got to believe that Christian Kirk and Nico Collins make a difference on this team.
This is a game where you're going to get a lot of action around the line of scrimmage. It's a game where you're going to get a lot of man coverage. And If in that situation, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, and Dalton Schultz can't make noise offensively where we see it as fans and feel as fans, then, hell, we got a long 18 weeks, bub. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you do it to the tune of 30 points and you win the game. I'm just saying, win, lose, or draw, forget that. I'm just talking about offensive product as we watch it unfold. If we don't feel Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, if we don't feel those guys being here versus when they weren't, then it's going to be a tough road to hoe, boys.